You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Rebuke that we have, Hoshet Bechorotai, it mentions that Roshalam says, Zacharti et Beriti Yaakov, et Beriti Abraham, et Beriti Yitzhak. So he says that I will remember the covenant that I have with Yaakov, with Abraham, and Yitzhak. So the order is not correct. The way it's mentioned, you notice? Yeah, Yaakov, Abraham, Yitzhak. So Aram asks, why the Torah says that the covenant that Hashem will remember is first Yaakov Avinu, then Abraham and Yitzhak. How come it's not Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov?
Because maybe, maybe it's from more important, not important, but more...
Yaakov is the most important one.
No, I don't say it.
It's okay, you can say it. We accept it.
Yes.
It's okay. But Yaakov is first.
Oh. Oh,
yeah. So remember, so yeah, Yaakov.
Yaakov is Avinu is combination of.
Okay.
First because he has both
Geburah
and Chesed.
Abraham
was only Chesed.
Chesed Geburah, beautiful, very nice. So now here, Rabbi Ramchal explains very beautiful point. Yaakov, Abraham, Yitzhak. That's how it is, yeah. That's what the order is. But in the portion of the rebuke that we had, it says, Hashem will remember Yaakov, Abraham, and Yitzhak.
Because the father,
we could, when we do Amidah, I'm sorry if it's out, but when we do Amidah, before you even say Yaakov, you could bring your father, Ben.
Obviously, yeah, sure. It goes without saying.
So we could do,
and that's what the Ramchal question is. Yeah, that's what we're trying to find out. Why is it like this? Yeah.
Because
we don't know if it's okay, but we're trying to find out why is it like this. Maybe we'll have time to find out. Yeah, but the grandchild, how come it came to first? That's the question.
No, but he was the only one that did that to his children. The other ones didn't. Rebuked their to his children.
Yaakov Avinu?
Yeah. Abraham and Yitzchak didn't rebuke their children.
No, Abraham also did.
Doesn't say it.
Okay. Yeah, it says. It says.
Yaakov.
What type of chumash you have? No, the case that Sarai men came to Abraham Avinu, they said this boy doesn't fit in our house, and then they got him out. So he rebuked him. Ishmael was out of the house.
But that wasn't rebuking him.
Yeah, he wasn't. But to get him out of the house, what else do you want? Yeah, sure. Of course. So now here, Rabbeinu Ramchal, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Livracha, explains that in general, we have to know that just like your cable, that you like to charge things. So now, how the cable charges, the charger, how does it charge, whatever you want to charge? After you plug it in, what happens? Beautiful. It has to be compatible.
Yeah.
So now, not any charges fit the device that you like to charge, right? So now here, Ramchal says, you know, why it mentions that Hashem will remember the covenant with Yaakov, Abraham and Yitzhak. The reason is to bring the Shefa down, the blessing down, you have to have some type of igniting vessel. So now, let's say if Abraham wants to download the blessing, so what? He has a son like Ishmael! Forget it! So he'll be out. So then if Yitzchak wants to bring the Shefa down, he says, what are you talking about? You have to sound like an Esav. Forget it. So now the only one that will be able to bring the bracha, the Shefa down, is Yaakov Avinu. Why? He says, Ki mitato shelemah, his kids, they were tahor, they were kadosh, they were pure.
Some of his kids was doing wrong things.
Chas v'shalom, chas. No. What did he do? Chas v'shalom.
Yehuda.
Say?
Yehuda.
What did he do?
He wanted to kill the king.
No. Chas v'shalom. They had a beitin. Hashem joined them, and then they did whatever that Hashem agreed with them to do. That's it. Of course. Yeah, you stole somebody's daughter. Why? You just say Chazak Baruch?
That's fine, but you don't go after all the.
Why not? No, Chaim Arush explains that this nation out there and all of them around the world that it started the past 2 years, they have to keep Sheva Mitzvot Beno Noach. They have 7 mitzvot that they have to keep. So now, Chaim Arush says, first of all, they have to have a Beit Din as far as what the Sheikh Emel Hamor did. And then you say somebody's daughter? What's wrong with you? And not only that, they're over there of the Zara, so they had all the right to go their sister out and then wipe him out. Yes, but what did he do? But he was rebuked and then he was taken away from his firstborn right. But here we see that even when Yaakov Avinu Alayhi Shalom wanted to reveal the coming of the Moshiach, and then he noticed there's no Kuf and Tzadi in their name. Ketz means the end. And he said, oy, boy, maybe they did something wrong. So he looked at their name, and he noticed there's no Chet and the Tet means Chet. So that means he had nachat from his children. But what did that we maybe see in their action? It was all the Shem Shammai. So now, here, that's one point. And then he says, that Ibn Shalom will remember the covenant of Yaakov, Abraham, Yitzhak. Is that good, positive, or negative?
Positive.
But why is it inserted in the middle of all the curses? If it's positive, right in the middle, then Hashem says, I'm going to remember.
Because He chose us.
Huh?
He chose us.
Fine, but if it's positive, yes, but if it's positive, so then the curses should stop. But it goes on. Right in the middle, He says, I remember.
He says, if you do teshuvah, and then I take you out, because you chose it.
If he remembers the covenant that he made with the forefathers, so there should not be that's it. But see, it goes on and on and on. Why?
Hashem brings a reason for himself to have a
happened to be 2 kids were passing by the bakery. You pass by the bakery sometimes?
Oh, yes.
Reach nichoach. So they go in and then they see nobody's in the store. So you see one of these Nuhameen, what do you call them?
Krimpah.
Hazakibaro. Gan Eden. So they grab 2, run away. The owner comes out and then sees 2 kids are running. Runs after them and grab their ears. So what school do you go to? I said, right here by Pequan Beverly, right there. So Pequan Beverly? Hashem Yirachem. Huh? I don't know, somewhere there. Oh, I think it's Olympic and Beverly. No, Olympic. Yeah, anyway, whatever. Yeah, so they came to the office and then said, what kind of kids you educate here? They're sitting on me. I said, I'm sorry, this, the principal said, no, I'll take care of it. So now, so what do you do? So I'm sorry, you know, the Yetzer Hara, you're sinun chamei, can you hold yourself? So then one kid says, okay, you write assignment 1,000 times. Never do this. You swear from the Nun Chamei. And that's it. So the other one, so what did you do this? So I'm sorry. I say, you're not coming to school for 2 weeks. So what? You give him an assignment, you know, to write 1,000 times, and you tell me not go to school for 2 weeks. Why? You prejudice. Why are you doing this to me?
His father was the president.
So now, yeah. So here he says the other one, you know, simple kid, you know, where you know the parents, you know, raised them, but you. The son of the teacher. This is not expected from you. So now here, right in middle of the tochachot, the rebuke that Hashem is bringing about, he says, you know what? I'm going to remember who you are, where you came from. You're son of Abraham, Yisrael, Yaakov. So the punishment is going to be much worse. So that's why it's inserted right in middle of when Hashem is fiery. He says, I'm going to remember where you came from, how holy your forefathers were, what they did, what the sacrifice they did, and now you became completely out of path.
So this is not positive.
At all. So Hashem says, you're the son of the principal. How can you do such a thing? Follow the path of Abenu.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.